When we done it with Reading, although we had a good team and, you know, we won the league with 106 points, which was a record there, and it still is now. We done that with ease, to be fair, but if looking back at it now and you talk to any of the players, there was no egos, there was no superstars, we was a team. There was a great team spirit there, and that got us through more games than individuals winning it, especially on the road as well, because that's where it's obviously tough winning away games and doing it on a consistent basis. And I can, as soon as I walked into the dressing room after a couple of days here, I could see that with the group of lads that's in this building.
Do you tell the players what promotion sort of tastes like?
Obviously it's been a week, 10 days now, so it's still sort of bedding in time. You know, once the games come thick and fast, that's when obviously the football talk will start coming out. But no, as I say, I've been there, I've done it. I've done it in the Premier League as well, so hopefully now I can pass on that experience to the lads here that maybe haven't done that, and we can all get there together again.
Do you see yourself then as that vocal person in the dressing room before the game to sort of G out the players?
Yeah, definitely. You know, every club I've probably been at, I've probably captained the side on more than one occasion. So, you know, I'm one of them that if it's going well, I'll be the first one to pat you on the back and encourage you as well. And if it's not, then I'll be on you as well to keep the standards high and not let it drop. So I'll be doing that, you know, coming this Friday against Brentford. And I'll be doing it for the remainder of the season, because you've got to keep on your toes. You've got to keep a consistent level of performance to do this and to get out of this league.
And what are those characteristics that you've seen in that 10 days you've been here that you can see in those players' eyes they could potentially reach their dreams this season?
100%. Yep, I can see that in their level of performances on the training pitch. You know, if something's not right, the other lads, they're on them straight away to say, you know, hey, come on, you know, you need to increase this. We don't let our standards drop. I think, you know, obviously the run of games that they had over Christmas and probably the performances that dropped, you know, we've got back-to-back wins now, and they see this as another chance to keep the winning streak going, I suppose.
Yeah, and just lastly, Friday you might obviously potentially be playing or on the subs bench. You're going to be seeing the Amex for the first time. How are you going to feel when you see the stadium in a Brighton and Hove Albion shirt?
Yeah, no, it'd be a lot different to the Wydad, that's for sure. But no, it's a fantastic stadium to walk out onto and to play there. I've not played there before, so it'd be a first for me. So to walk out and whether I'm starting or if I come on a sub or if I'm not involved at all, but the next time that I do go out there, you know, it'd be nice to try and put on a good performance first and foremost for the team and for the fans, and hopefully get the 3 points.